You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, hey. Okay, I think we're live. So welcome to the Generation 6 show. If this is the first video you are watching from my fan page, it's me, 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. And today I am going to do a tutorial that I promised. And this is the Airtable tutorial. So if you are looking for a more efficient way to track your customers or clients, a more efficient way to track your projects or your tasks, or if you work with a team and you want to track your progress on certain projects or certain workspaces, then check out Airtable and watch this tutorial. It's a very, very basic tutorial. It's not advanced by any means because first of all, this is new to me. It's like a newfound love for me. But for those of you who are just looking for an easy alternative, aside from just writing your customers' names down and using your Excel spreadsheet, if you are looking for a lot more options, a lot more capabilities or functionalities that you don't find in your current platform, or if you're using Excel spreadsheet and you're finding that it's lacking some basic functionalities that you need to track your tasks or your customers, then you might like this. You might like Airtable. So just want to make sure that my microphone is actually on. Hi, Jana. Hi, Jen. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. So Annabelle, sounding better and well now. Good. Yeah. Hey, Grace. Hello from Pacifica. Hello, hello. Thanks for tuning in. So if you have any questions about Airtable or any app at all that you are using, if you want to share some questions or some comments or some feedback about any app that you're using aside from Airtable as well, then feel free to send them to me in the comments. Also, while you're there, tag your friends if you feel like this is something that will help them in their work from home lives or their businesses. Also, share this on your walls so that a lot more people can see it and get the help that they need in case this is something that they are concerned about, tracking progress and tracking tasks or team projects. So, Via, hello. Monty, hi. Mom's watching from our White Villa in Manila. White Villa in Manila. Hello, hello. So, guys, I'm going to be sharing my screen right now. So, Airtable is basically a team or a task management. You could call it an app because there's a mobile app that's available, but it's also a web. There's a desktop version and a web version of this as well. So it's a platform to track your contacts and your tasks. So I'm going to show you what it looks like. And this is going to look very familiar to you once you see it as well. So I want to just show you my screen. I could just get it to work. Ta-da! Okay, so I'm going to minimize this so that it doesn't really distract you. So this is Airtable. So if you look at this, it looks just like any Excel spreadsheet that you have created some time ago, right? Because it's got tables, it's got cells, and more or less it also works or functions the same way, only there's a lot more capability in Airtable that you won't find on the Excel spreadsheet, or if you try and attempt to do it on Excel, it's going to require a lot of skill on your end to make it happen. So what I have in here is an example of something that I want to track. So let me just first show you the Airtable home dash. So this is your dashboard, and in here it just allows you to create a workspace right here. So a workspace is basically a project that you're working on. So I have my VIP customer spreadsheet in here because that's something that I really have, that I really need to track. So let me just get back on my camera for a moment here. And just wanted to, first off, before I get into this tutorial on tracking your customers, if this is something that you need to do, First, you have to have a mechanism to get their information so that you can populate this list. So I don't know, what do you use to record the information of your customers or your team or the people that you're working with, your vendors, your clients, whatever kind of business you run? It really depends on who you talk to or who you're in communication with on a day-to-day basis. In my case, because I run an online business, and it's product-based and I sell a lot of wellness and personal skincare, then I have a lot of customers as well as affiliates, right? So I have both a MailChimp account where I've created a landing page for people to put in their email addresses and their names. I also have a Google form where they put in their basic information and the products they want to order if they're a customer. So when you go on forms.google.com, that's going to allow you to very basic form and send a link to any of your customers so they can put in their information. And in that way, Google makes a whole spreadsheet for you and puts it all on a list. So that's a very, very easy and basic way for you to get people's information if you just want a whole master list of your contacts, which you should have, by the way, because if you're still writing down names and addresses, that's a very old way of keeping records, also very unreliable, because what if you damage that piece of paper or you lose it, right? So if you have a way to digitally record information, have it sync to different devices so that you can access no matter where you are or no matter what device you have in front of you, then that's the most efficient. So I highly recommend have a way to digitally capture people's information online so that you can have a digital master list of your customers, your clients, your vendors, and your team. So like I said, the way I do that is Google Forms or MailChimp. So if you go on 16ramos.com, another way I capture your information is through downloads, right? So if you want to download a piece of PDF that I created, you are required to put in your name and your email address. That way I have your contact so that I can update you on, you know, any of my latest resources or tools, for example. And I do the same way with my customers. So just have the point of this is just have a mechanism for you to capture that information. Afterwards, you're more or less most likely going to be allowed to export that whole list as an Excel spreadsheet or a CSV file. So MailChimp allows you to do that, and Google Documents, Google Docs and Google Forms and Google Sheets allows you to do that. So let me show you my Google Sheets. Let me see here. An example of how it would look like once Google actually creates this spreadsheet for you. It's going to look like an Excel file, guys. It's not really anything special, but I just want to show you the functionalities and how you can make it easier for you to track people, okay? So, okay. Let me go back to sharing my screen now. Ta-da! Okay, so this is on my Google spreadsheet, and these are all like the orders that I've gotten, right? And these are all information that they put in through the form of what orders they want to place, stuff like that. So what I did with this form is I exported it as an Excel file and I uploaded it on my Airtable. So I love that Airtable has that functionality. So basically this Airtable window is a duplicate of that Google Sheet. And you know, it's just a great way to track, but this can get really, really crowded if you have like hundreds and hundreds of names. So what I love about Airtable is that you can group certain people and sort this whole list in a way that makes it easier for you to track what kind of progress or what kind of follow-up should be done with your customers. For example, I really want to just look at Which of these names are due for a follow-up, for example? That's a common thing that we need to look at, right? Who do you need to follow up on? So what I like is to group these names. So first of all, let me go through how to create those functionalities first. So at the end here, you see this status, this cell or this column, and this shows the status of each name. So whether their package has been shipped or delivered, I put that in. And I love that about Airtable, because let's recreate that right now. So you can add a field here and you can determine what kind of field it should be, or if what kind of field you want it to be. So you can make it a dynamic field. I love the dynamic fields, which means you can put pictures in here, you can put links in here, you can put attachments, you can turn it into a checkbox, or you can make it a drop-down menu of any options that you want. In this case, I created these fields to be drop-down menus so that I can determine whether or not this is a customer who needs their package to be shipped, waiting for delivery, waiting for a follow-up, or whether this customer has reordered or not. So these are like the options that I created for this field. So let me delete this. Hope this isn't too complicated, you guys. I'm really doing my best to do to make this as simple as possible. So anyway, that's how I created the status of the customer status, so to speak. So now I want to look at who of these customers are due for a follow-up, meaning they've received their orders. Now I want to follow up with them on whether they like the product or not. So I want to look at, pick a field to group by. So I want to group them according to status. And I want to group them last first. Okay, so if they're now grouped according to status, that means I will be able to see who is... Ah! What happened? So silly. I pressed back by accident. Okay. So I should be able to see... There we go. So these two people now are due for follow-up. And I haven't followed up on them. When did they last order? So they ordered... So a month. So a month ago... They placed an order for toothpaste. They availed of the buy two, get one promo. Okay, so now I can follow up on whether they like the product or not and check out their before and after pictures and possibly send them another tube. So that's the follow-up I do. So if they need a replenishment of their product, then this is the time that I follow up on them. So... Oopsie, didn't mean to place you in the dark there. So that's one basic functionality of Airtable. There's a lot of things that you can do here as well. I'm going to show you what if you don't have customers and what if you don't have a team, you're just on your own and you're just tracking your tasks. So one of the things that I want you to check out on Airtable is this. So your dashboard shows you different things that you can do, or different templates or different tables that you can work with. And one of those is the project tracker, if you're just on your own and you just want to track tasks. So this is a preset table or a preset worksheet. So here you can have a list of your projects, tag them into categories, whether that's design or content or broadcasts. You can also create tabs, just like in Excel, where you can assign people and you can create notes, stuff like that. You can also track clients if you're creating projects for certain clients, and you can create that as a tab as well. Now, if you have products that you want to track, let's say you are holding inventory, then product catalog is something that you might want to check out. This is another pre-made template for you that you can work with on Airtable. Let me just show you. This is an example of like a furniture business, right? So any kind of product-based business, you can use this. So you can list all of your inventory in here, And as you can see, there's also pictures in there. There's categories, whether you have it in stock or not, sizes, whatever, right? So you, it's up to you to determine what kind of categories you want these columns to be and what you want to track. So what's great about Airtable too is that it's not just a desktop platform or a web platform, although personally, I love working on Airtable through my laptop because it's just easier for me. But for those of you who would rather work from their phones, it is also an app. Yay! So let me show you what it looks like on the app. So it's also really, really easy to do this. It's just that I like the view, the wide view a lot better. So when you download the Airtable app, just go Airtable, type it on your App Store, your Play Store, and then you log into the same email address you use to set up your account. So I used my Gmail for this. And then you can see that the things that you do on your laptop or your desktop syncs with your phone app. So I can see my VIP list right in here. I can see the changes. So in here, I can see very, very clearly their name. So when you click on, if you want to expand on someone's information, for example, you can see all of their information in here. So I want to close that. Don't want to reveal too much information about my clients. So, there's a lot of things that you can do here. So you can organize or do a corporate organizational chart if that's something you want to work on. Digital asset management is for content creators. So if you work with pictures, videos, and a lot of digital collateral, then this is something that you might want to check out so that you can organize all of the media that you have. Sales CRM. Actually, this is a great template to start with if you are working with customers on a day-to-day basis. It's just I needed a really basic way to just track them. That's why I created my own. But if you don't want to go through the hassle of creating your own, you can just check out these pre-made templates, fill them out, and then use Airtable to track your progress with these people. So content calendar is also very cool because look at this. It's so amazing. So it allows you to track what posts you need to plan, what posts have been put up already, what posts are being, oh, it's called staging here, or being prepared. That's something that you can do on Airtable as well. And so Airtable is also free. I've only been using the free version of it. You can also pay for it. Let me close my phone right now. Let me see. Let me find out for you what pricing there is with Airtable. It's not very, very expensive. But let's look at it right now, shall we? You guys have any questions about Airtable? Let me get to your comments in a second here, just looking at pricing. So for the free, you have unlimited bases, meaning you can work with an unlimited number of tables. You have 2 gigabytes worth of attachment space. So that's like the storage space. If you make any revisions to any of your attachments or your cells, then Airtable can keep it for up to 2 weeks under the free version. You got everything here. You got the rich field types, you got dynamic cells, grid calendar, form, Kanban, and gallery views. So a lot of features under the free account. So if you want to start paying for more advanced features, such as email support, priority, support response, additional color and styling options, then you can purchase the Plus. It's a subscription, right? $10 a month. The Pro is at $20 a month. And you got the Enterprise, which they require you to email for the prize. So a lot of companies use Airtable, such as Expedia, BuzzFeed, Medium, JetBlue, and Time Magazine. So it's a very, very reliable platform. A lot easier to work with than Excel. And it can integrate with different apps as well that you're already using, such as Zapier, calendars and stuff like that. So hang on a second. Let me go on my Facebook to see what your... Can we sync our existing MS Excel to Airtable? So Jana, you cannot sync them. However, you can import and export. So if you have an MS Excel that you update every now and then, I would say just take the Excel file. This is what I did with my VIP, Excel. I took all of the information there and then I imported it into Airtable and then I just started updating Airtable. Now, because new people still fill out that form and Google still captures new information every day, so that Excel spreadsheet on Google still updates itself. So what I do is just I export every single day. And then I update it on my Airtable. So Airtable, I hear, is coming up with brand new integrations. So that might get a lot easier in the future so that you won't need to keep doing that anymore. So because another thing that I want, I actually read this, that Airtable is also coming up with a new feature to remind us, to send us reminders and notifications on whether or not a certain event is coming up or a certain task is due or a project is due. And that would be very helpful for me if I need to follow up on customers, for example, like, hey, Jamie is due for a follow up. So I would really love that feature to be added as well. Carla, hello, Six, this is what I need, as if you heard me asking myself, excited to learn more. Yay! So Carla, check out Airtable. You know, this tutorial is not by any means, smooth because like I said, it's a newfound love. So feel free to check out Airtable.com and play with the buttons, you know, check out the free version and just have fun with it. Create your own tables if you want, or upload your existing Excel spreadsheets, because you can do that. I love it. So, Jana, I manually enter their details in MS Excel. So I used to do that a lot too. But I love, love, love how easy I can just reorganize them and filter the information that I only need to see on Airtable. Kirill, Excel says she uses Google Spreadsheet. Excel, this is might be Excel. Your name is Excel, but you use Google Spreadsheet. Excel, you don't use Excel. So check out Airtable. You might like it because it's a lot easier with less skills required. Carmela, thank you for tagging your team. So that's it, guys. I really enjoyed this tutorial with you. If I do learn anything more or anything new about Airtable, I will give you guys another broadcast, I guess. But so far, lots to check out here, you guys. This tutorial might have a part two in the future as I study this a lot more and create multiple workspaces depending on, because I there are a lot of functions that I still haven't explored on Airtable. But even with my limited knowledge, it's already helping me a lot on my in the realm of organizing my contacts and my tasks. And it's free too, so... Right? So thanks you guys for joining me in this tutorial. I'll see you again tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on the 16 Ramos fan page. So share this broadcast into your walls, like my page if you haven't yet, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.